May is National Bike Month, and what better place to start than in a bike shop? We're here at Bishop's Bikes in Milford, along Main Street in Milford, not too far from the Loveland Bike Trail, actually. And I'm here speaking with some folks from the Cincy Holiday Bike Drive. The Cincy Holiday Bike Drive is a volunteer-run project that refurbishes donated children's bikes and provides them to low-income children in the Cincinnati area. As a project under Queen City Bike, the Cincy Holiday Bike Drive's aim is to improve family and child health by promoting cycling in our community. With your help, we hope to bring the enjoyment of bicycling to everyone by providing children with their first bicycles and helmets. And speaking with me today are Cheryl Sissel, Jim Craven, and Chris Lonsbury. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So tell me more about the Cincy Holiday Bike Drive. How did it all start?
Well, first, I think you should tell us about your first bicycle.
My first bicycle? Well, I was the youngest of five, so it was a hand-me-down. It was a Schwinn Stingray. I believe it was red. Had a banana seat.
Cool.
And I wrecked on it and broke my thumb in like five places.
You're not supposed to say that.
Well, I was being reckless. But I love that bike. And it was, it was my...
You have fond memories of your bike.
Right. When I was a kid, it was my horse. It was my motorcycle. It was my everything. And it took me everywhere I wanted to go.
Well, that's what we want to bring to the kids in Cincinnati that can't afford bicycles. So we want to bring them that joy of their first bicycle. Chris and myself went out to Portland last December to visit the biking capital of the country and see how they do a holiday bike drive there. We went to a community cycling center in Portland, and Chris wrenched, and I helped out for 2 days, and they gave away 460 bikes to needy kids.
That was amazing.
It was a really rewarding weekend. Even though we put a lot of hours in, a lot of hours of travel, it was probably one of the best weekends of my life. Just the look of the kids' faces when they came up to me, because I helped fit them on the bikes and make sure that, you know, the seats are the right height and all this other stuff. And the parents were so grateful for everything that was happening to their children for the holidays. We want to bring that same joy and happiness back to Cincinnati.
So when you were looking for bikes to collect, is there a specific type or size or style of bike that you're looking for?
Because bikes that have gears and brake levers and things require more repair, we're only doing bicycles that have a pedal brake or coaster brake when you pedal backwards and the bike will stop. So pretty much 20-inch wheel and under are the bikes that we want to collect for the kids.
So aside from bicycles themselves, are you also collecting gear such as helmets and other safety items?
No, safety is a priority for us, but we're not collecting helmets because we don't know what's happened with that helmet. So helmets will be brand new. And we're, taking donations so we can purchase the helmets. And then, of course, we need to purchase parts. But lucky for us, we have Bishop's Bicycles, and they are getting all our parts at cost and paying for the shipping. So it makes it economical. And it costs about $35 to get a kid on a bike with a helmet.
So once you receive one of these bikes that's donated, what happens then?
Well, we evaluate the bike, and we will have either myself, Jim, or one of the other volunteer mechanics go through the bike and rehab it, so to speak. And then that bike gets set aside with a tag on it that is ready for a second check. And every bike will have two mechanics look at it and make sure that we didn't miss anything and that the bike is totally safe. Safety is the biggest thing for us. So say I do a bike and I put it all together and it's ready to go, and then it will be passed off to Jim. Jim will give it the second check over, and he will either say, hey, you did a great job, or you missed something. And then we will make sure that, the bike is 100% before the children get it.
So. And then it gets a second check when it gets delivered to the Madisonville Recreation Center.
Right.
Before the event. And then also when the child gets fitted to the bike, it kind of gets a look over,
yeah, we do
another
a once
check.
Over, make sure everything is tight
before
on the bike,
leave,
all the you know, wheel nuts are tight and all this other stuff before it has its final destination.
So how and when does the actual bike collection happen? Not only to get the bikes, but to actually distribute them. How does that happen?
Well, let's see, in early December, what are the dates on that?
December 7th and 8th at the Madisonville Recreation Center.
We'll have kids that have been nominated by church groups and other organizations that fit the criteria of not normally getting a bike on their own, and a certain size to fit the 20-inch and smaller bikes. And then they'll come to the Madisonville Recreation Center. We'll fit them with a helmet, match them up with a bike, put training wheels on it if it needs it, and
we're going to do a lot of bike education there, too,
yeah,
and bike safety and how important a helmet is and what your bike should look like when it's safe so you don't break your thumb. And it's a lot of that's for parents, too, because, you know, you put a four-year-old on a bicycle, they don't think about traffic the way an adult thinks about traffic. So there's some education there we're going to do. And it's a holiday gift for a child, too, that may not be getting a gift that year. So
right. And like you said, a bike is such a staple of a young person's life that this is something that's it's almost essential to their upbringing.
Well, every developmental chart you look at for kids, it's on there as a developmental milestone for a child to learn to ride a bicycle. So we're going to help out with that.
And I think as a parent myself, every parent remembers that moment when their child first rides away by themselves on their bike. That's a great moment, too.
A sense of pride, yeah. Because if you understand how fun bicycling is and, you know, it's a complete package. You get transportation, you get, you save money riding on your bike, and you get exercise. And, it's just a great thing for kids.
I understand you're partnering with REI in the Norwood area to help facilitate some of the bike collection. Is that correct?
Right. Cheryl contacted them, and they agreed to let us set up our U-Haul truck there to collect bikes and help advertise for it.
So the bike collection is Saturday, May 11th at REI.
From 10 until 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've had the pleasure of speaking with Cheryl Sassell, Jim Craven, and Chris Lonsbury from the Cincy Holiday Bike Drive. If you are interested in helping a child in need get their first bike for the holidays, please visit our website for links and more information. You can go to wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you, guys.
Can't understand it, but I can't really stand them. Girls love cars, cars cause harm to the planet. Don't you wanna take a joyride on my tandem? Humpy on a Humpy, don't I look so handsome? Bikes suffice, they so nice, like priceless. Working on my calves, the triceps, the biceps. Bypass the gas, stop the traffic lights. I get around, round without a driver's license. Hello, you walking? Farewell, I'm hopping. And I'm whipping through the city with a 40 and a 50 party popping on my wheelie.
My mama tells me I should stop.
For me, and the police will never question me, so I'll be fine in this world that we call me. Yeah.